The restructuring move by First Mutual Holdings comes after a Botswana company, Aleo Capital, acquired about 30% stake in First Mutual's reinsurance business. Markets analyst Lloyd Mlotjwa says these many companies see limitations in raising funds on the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, or ZSE.
There has been a weakness within the exchange in that ultimately it's supposed to be a capital market. And at the moment, we have an environment where there's very limited liquidity, which means that companies that are listed on the exchange or looking to list onto the exchange have got a very limited pool of capital to tap into, which becomes a large problem and in some cases, obviously, begins to compromise the existence of having an exchange.
There have been several disruptions in Zimbabwe's corporate sector this year as the government has tried to halt the slide of the country's RRTGS currency. The measures include new limits on some of the country's mobile money services, which have become a major way of transacting business in the informal and black markets. Also, the government suspended trading in shares of Old Mutual, one of the country's leading companies, saying its shares were used as a barometer of the black market exchange rate. These measures have rattled confidence for many big companies, but financial analyst Batanai Matsika says there is a bigger problem.
No, I think the confidence is there. I think for issuers or companies, the main constraint is just on the capital raising. To say that, you know, all the ZSE, you know, they're just limited to raising capital in the local currency. So sometimes as businesses, you want to expand. For example, if you talk about the First Mutual transaction.
Matsika says it's a matter of expanding operations into the region.
You want to expand in the region, it would make sense really to sort of raise capital offshore, which means that, you know, they had to go to Botswana and they to drop in a technical partner to actually put funds there. But that being the case, I think the solution is coming through with the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange to say that this is an offshore financial service center.
Last month, the Victoria Falls Exchange began operations running from the tourist town. Trading will be done in foreign currency, offering a new platform for companies to seek capital. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinamashe from Harare.